colorful nigger dread working.
Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 71 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnik.
Hey, DJ! I command our black nigger soul back to the depths of hell.
Tonight's guest will be Gorilla Poacher.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio, brought to you by ChimpOut.com.
Google that right there. Google that shit.
And I'm just saying what pressure from them not doing nothing make us go do. And they wondering why prison's overflowing, you feel me?
We must use these tools to fight niggas. A whip, a noose, a knife stick, a job application. These things strike fear into a nigga's heart.
Get this, of the five most obnoxious people at work, four of them have quit.
Yeah.
I know. I found out about one today. I'm like, you're kidding me. It was a wigger. This wigger with seven kids by two different baby mamas. I just found out today that he's gone and nobody's talking about why, so I'm assuming he got fired.
He got caught stealing something or...
Or he got arrested for something or who knows.
Yeah, he got busted doing something shady.
Something really bad. Yeah, because it was sudden. I'm like, what?
Yeah, give it about a month, and then the gossip will come out.
Yep, that's about the time, yeah, because somebody knows, but they're not talking just yet.
And whatever it is,
yeah,
somebody's got a real story. By the time it gets down through the filter, it's going to be like, well, he raped some chick in the bathroom and punched her in the head.
Yeah, that's true. Which, you know, he might have done, who knows. But it's weird, he was an Italian wigger. Isn't that weird?
Nah, not really.
Really? You've seen that before? I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's the younger ones.
He's older, though. He's probably in his mid-30s. But he's not a total wigger, but he kind of is. And he would always, like, I catch him looking at nigger sows' asses and stuff. And I'm like, dude, that is just sick. I know. Whatever. And that nigger's gone. Today was his last day, so woo!
Did he quit or get fired?
He quit, so we're down to one nigger. He was just this big, smelly coon. He's like about 7 feet tall, and he was a basketball star in college. So he can barely read and write, but he's got a degree from Michigan State. And he sucked ass so bad. But at least he was like a friendly coon, like a big, dumb, passive coon, you know?
He was like the Green Mile coon.
Never saw it.
Oh. It was a pretty good movie.
Yeah?
I liked it. You know, had a nigger in it, and of course the nigger was the good guy, but the story was good.
That's good.
That was some nigger that was on death row, and he's got special powers and shit, and he can see into the future and heal shit.
What?
I think it was a Stephen King novel that got translated to a movie.
Weird.
Huh. It was a good movie, though.
Yeah.
But he was on death row, and, you know, like, he could touch you and put his memories into your mind.
Weird.
Into your mind, so... Yeah, it was good. If it didn't have a nigger in it, it'd be great.
Yeah. You can say that about anything with a nigger in it, though. It applies universally. All right. Yeah. All right, so do we have any good stories lined up?
Hey, you remember that nigger that injected the super glue and
yeah.
Cement? We got one better.
Really? What happened?
We have a nigger that went to one of these... silicone injection parties to get her ass made bigger.
Okay.
And it got infected. Whatever happened, they had to amputate her hands and feet.
Holy shit. What? Okay, what happened?
Hey, give me a minute, man. I just found this like 2 minutes ago.
It's funny. I clicked on it just as you were saying that, too. I'm looking at the picture of her. She's all stubby. I want to Photoshop that still photo from there so bad.
Like, you can do Photoshop, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like replace her hands with, I don't know.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings, yeah.
Drumsticks.
Yeah.
Fucking Jeannie tracks down some good shit again.
I know. Jeannie D brought us this story. And actually, she posted, seriously, she says, I don't find these stories. They find me.
She has found two of the best stories we've ever had on the radio show.
I know. And it's all about niggers injecting themselves with industrial silicone.
I cannot believe these fucking niggers. Why do they need bigger asses?
They're already huge.
Man, I was working in the ghetto. All you see is 400-pound sows or skinny crackhead sows walking through.
Ugh. Jeez. Maybe we should open up like a Chimp Out brand silicone injector.
Yeah, we could lace it with
Gencom?
Arsenic. Maybe some chromium.
Sure.
God. All right. Where do I fucking start?
Okay, so how does a nigger go about getting this stuff, putting it in their body? I mean, what are they doing?
Well, I guess they have, they call it butt injections, Brown says. These things are done at pumping parties. They call it medical-grade silicone, but a lot of it is industrial-grade silicone.
Like for caulking windows and such?
Yeah, niggers going over to Home Depot and buying like 12 tubes of fucking window sealer.
And injecting their butts with it.
Yeah, because, you know, niggers' asses are so scrawny as it is.
Right.
They need to make them bigger.
Okay, what does the article say?
Okay, April Brown
mm-hmm.
lost her life as a successful cosmetologist and fashion designer.
An aspiring rapper.
Read Weevologist.
Yeah.
After receiving silicone injections in her butt. Due to near-fatal infections, Brown, mother of two. Wow, only two?
Hmm.
Well, she is kind of ugly. Even for a nigger, she's kind of ugly.
Yeah, that is one ugly style. Maybe that's why she was getting the butt injection, so that it would draw attention away from her face.
Yeah, because, I mean, niggers will fuck anything, but this one's particularly ugly.
Well, and now she's ugly and she's missing a few appendages.
How does she give a hand job anymore?
It's not a hand job. It's a stub job. She gives a discount. It doesn't charge as much. How's she supposed how is she going to shoplift now?
Yeah. How's she going to Newport?
How's she going to cash her EBT check?
How's she going to sign on the dotted line when she commits welfare fraud?
I don't know. How are they going to, well, you know, see, she can't have any fingerprints now, so she's going to do a life of crime. Maybe that was her plan all along.
It could be.
So what? I don't get it. I mean, if you get silicone injected into your butt, how does that make you a quadruple amputee? What's going on?
I don't know, but it happened 5 years ago. It doesn't say how it happened. It says 5 years ago, Brown received silicone injections at a pumping party. Caused excruciating pain from the very beginning, Brown adds. For 5 years, I lived in pain, excruciating pain. Brown won't divulge exactly who administered the injections to her, but says that her self-esteem issues caused her to take part in the pumping parties. Even with her loss of limbs, though, Brown remains inspired at her new calling in life as a motivational speaker. Wait, how does she use the laser pointer if she's a motivational speaker? Does she have, like, a PowerPoint presentation?
She probably just sticks it in one of her giant nostrils.
Well, as loud as nigger sows are, she doesn't even need a microphone. She can just sit up there and scream to the whole arena.
That's true. I ain't got no arms or legs. Don't end up like me.
Don't be putting shit in your butt.
I would love to attend one of her speeches. Wouldn't that be funny? Sit there and heckle her.
Well, here's a great quote from the Shibun.
Okay.
We don't validate each other, she says. We really don't know how our friends feel about us unless we have very expressive friends. The fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Found some more. Okay, here's an article that talks about that O'Neill Ron Morris that was the original butt injector tranny.
Yeah.
It also talks about another case. It says, a woman who goes by the name of the Black Madam, who is being tried in Philadelphia on alleged charges of administering illegal buttock injections, procedures that authorities say caused serious medical problems in at least one case.
Yeah.
That's a sentence fragment. This is stupid. And it says, the Black Madam, whose real name is Paige Winslow, the 42-year-old faces charges of aggravated assault and deceptive practices related to a pumping party. A 23-year-old exotic dancer suffered serious lung damage and was in the hospital for 2 weeks due to respiratory problems.
God, that's like a piece of silicone breaks off. That's like an embolism.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a clot that's not going to go anywhere. And when it latches in your lung, you're fucked.
Well, better your lung than your brain. But, I mean, how fucking stupid are you to... Well, they're niggers, but... I mean, you're going to inject window and tub and cock... Tub and tile sealant into your ass?
Yeah. But, I mean, this isn't even something important. This is... I mean, these are otherwise healthy niggers that just want a bigger butt.
Haven't you ever heard of fucking KFC?
Yeah,
that's
really
how most niggers get a big ass.
I know. Well, here's one. Let's see. In December of 2011, Casilla Rivera, a 34-year-old nigger, was arrested in Essex County, New Jersey on manslaughter charges and unauthorized practice of medicine in the death of Justin Street. Rivera had illegally injected Street with silicone in an attempt at a penis enhancement.
Is that one that died?
Yeah, the injection led to Street's death, which also resulted in Rivera being held responsible and charged with homicide and unauthorized medical practices. It said that she would go around to bars handing out flyers advertising her silicone injection services to men and women.
Yeah, we did that one. We talked about the dick injection that died.
Well, what a way to go. Inject the dick with the silicone.
Everything with the nigger is about my dick,
yeah,
my pussy, food, or getting high.
That's true. I'll bet his last thoughts were, I have no regrets, and then died.
But I have a big dick.
I died with a big dick.
I'm not a happy man. Give me a hit of crack. God, I just Googled butt injections.
Yeah.
Every fucking picture that comes up is a nigger.
Of course.
Seriously, Google butt injections and then click on images.
Okay.
The only one in there that's kind of white is Kim Kardashian, and she's an honorary nigger.
Yeah, it's a bunch of niggers. There's a nigger ass with a tattoo of something weird on it. You see that one?
Yeah, it's like second row.
Yeah, well, first row on mine. What is that supposed to be a tattoo of?
Is it kind of faded out and the ass looks chalky?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's it. Ugh.
Ugh.
I had butt injections like 4 years ago. Last year I had them touched up. Really? How do you touch up a butt injection? Jesus Christ, these niggers are stupid.
There's a picture of the stubby nigger with artificial hands on. Little claws.
I don't see. Oh, I see her. Somebody photoshopped that already, or she already get? I don't know. I don't see the one with claws.
It's right. I'm going to send you the link. Here.
Now we know how she holds her Newports.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a roach clip.
You know what's really sad? Is the niggers still line up to get a hand job.
This is Mel Picaro, and you're listening to Chimpo Radio.
You tell me what you'd like to do, but I don't want to know. Grilla Poacher? Hey.
How you doing it?
Hey, good. Good to get you on the show. It's me and Whitey.
Hey, Gorilla Poacher. How you doing?
I'm okay, thank you. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can now. Great. Yeah.
Oh, super. Okay, great.
So, yeah, we're glad that you were able to join us for your first time here on Chimp Out Radio. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, how long have you been on Chimp Out?
I think I joined in, it was either like late 2010 or early 2011. I just was, as everybody says, just Googling, like, you know, fucking niggers, something like that. And I was like, oh, that's check it out. First thing I saw was that video where that nigger was dancing out the street, got hit by an ice cream truck. I said, I got to join this thing. It's hilarious.
Oh, that was a great video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that one, man.
All right, so you live in California, and you recently moved. Tell us about the place that you used to live in.
God. Okay, well, I had a series of misfortunes. I won't go into that.
Okay.
But I ended up. They thought they were doing me a favor. I was like so bad. I was living in my car and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was working with vocational rehab to get retraining for work.
Right.
And they saw my situation and they thought they were doing me a favor. It's like, well, we'll give you a place to live. But it was like, it was subsidized housing.
Okay.
It was Oakland, right?
So oh, geez. Oakland.
Yeah. Yeah. I know the neighborhood. You were living right over by Ogawa Plaza, weren't you?
Right next door, yes.
Yeah, that's a fucking shithole.
Well, actually, since the Civic Center, it was relatively safe because there was a lot of undercover officers around. There's a lot of state workers there. So there wasn't too many problems with violence, although I did see a few incidents. You had to worry about sneak theft an awful lot. They would steal anything and turn your back on it. And they ended up in this building, the Oaks Hotel. It was like 99% niggers, right?
Right.
And you know, it's like your whole life, you hear all these stereotypes. You think they're like kind of like uneducated bullshit, and then you're in that situation and you're like, God, man, the stereotypes don't even begin to tell the real fucking story.
I know.
Like walking cartoon characters, you know what I mean?
So wait, you were never really around niggers before this?
Well, I'd see them on TV, Magic Niggers. I had one black friend in high school. That should have taught me a rest lesson right there. This guy was like pretty bad, but she always like, oh, maybe she's that guy. I don't want to judge them all, you know. But I'm living there at the Oaks Hotel, and, like, there's, like, malt liquor cans all over the halls and shit. Chicken bones everywhere in the building. I couldn't believe it. It's like someone walking around, like, throwing chicken bones. And the elevator smelled piss. The stairwell smelled like piss.
They're fucking nasty.
Tell me about it, man. Because I'm a whitey, they were, like, always, like, fucking with me. Like, they would always, like, I heard them. I hear all this shit. Come down from the fifth floor. There's a bunch of like really fucking fucked up niggers on the fifth floor. Didn't like me. They would like come down the stairs and go use the bathroom next to my unit and like piss all over the fucking place. It's like, what are you, goddamn tomcat? What the fuck, you know? I just can't believe that shit.
Well, they're animals, you know. You can't expect them to live up to human standards because they're not human.
That's the big part of it, no doubt. I mean, I can't say these people are human beings by our definition, by no means. No.
They're not.
No. And it's like I heard this before. It's like, and every friggin' nigger in the world lives in fucking Africa or fucking some magic river in Beverly Hills. They're all basically, they think the same. They're the same.
They are the same.
Everyone else has variation, you know, like, you know, into different kind of music or things like that. Niggers are all the same everywhere in the world. It's fucking
so, it doesn't matter if they're Jamaican. If they're fresh out from Africa, it doesn't matter if they've been here for 20 fucking generations in the U.S., they listen to the same shit, they eat the same shit, they do the same shit, it's genetically determined for them. They are niggers. There's no variation. They're niggers.
I think the reason is, it's like there's not much variation between, you know, birds, you know, or snakes. I mean, snakes don't really have much of a personality. Some might a little bit, but they're all pretty much snakes. They all act pretty much the same. They do the same thing because they're soulless. They lack any sort of personality, and they're all pretty much identical, just animated monkey flesh.
Yeah, I mean, they might have different colorations here and there, but they all do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I know. It's like, really fun. Like, I'll be on the internet and I'll read, like, there'll be some website about, like, Negro serial killers, and they'll show pictures, like, you know, so and so, you know, killed, like, stabbed to death, like, 20 white. You see the guy's picture, it looks like fucking Stephen Fetch. It's like, I saw that nigger on the bus this morning. And it's like a regular, everyday nigger, and he's like, he's a fucking serial killer. You know, it's like.
Okay, so who is the guy in your avatar?
There's some Norwegian patriotic writer. I just like the way he looked, the monocle and everything like that. I could picture him going on safari, you know, killing gorillas and shit. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I pictured it, too. I didn't know if it was, like, some kind of famous safari guy or what.
No, just a writer, you know, but he had that really sort of Caucasian look. I thought, like, well, that's the guy.
Yeah.
I could, like, bring myself to use my old avatar as, like, some really butt-ugly nigger and... Like, that's supposed to be my online personality. I'm like, yeah, no way.
Right. Okay, so now you're living in a safer place, I take it, right?
Much better, yes.
Where are you? You're out in Walnut Creek or Concord now, right?
Yeah, I'm in Contra Costa County, and there's, like, you see niggers here, but you don't, they're certainly not taking over the place yet, so it's a lot nicer.
Okay, so what advice do you have for people that are stuck in a niggerhood right now? What would you say to them?
Don't have anything to do with any of your goddamn neighbors. Nothing but fucking trouble. Just mind your own goddamn business. But even then, neighbors will fuck with you because you're just like, oh, man, he ain't talking to us, man. What his attitude be, man? And they'll start fucking with you. So you can't win with niggers. So I guess the best advice is just get the fuck out of there. But a lot of times it's easier said than done. But
yeah, but it's worth it. Whatever you have to go through to get out, it's worth it, isn't it?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, like, what's the point of having a bunch of fucking money if – you got to worry about people breaking into your place and fucking ripping off your shit. It's like, it's not worth it, you know?
It's not worth it, yeah. It is not worth it. I would rather be poor and living in a safe place, which is pretty much what I'm doing right now, than be considered wealthy and live around a bunch of fucking niggers, which is what I used to do.
And you're like, even holding down a regular job is almost impossible when you're living around niggers because they're like fucking playing their music at like 3 o'clock in the fucking morning and shit like that. You know, you ain't going to get no fucking rest, you know?
Right.
You're going to be fucking paranoid all the time and pissed off.
It's stressful because they're noisy 24 hours a day and you never know. Like, you'll find them in your yard. They'll just be walking through your yard. You'll just look out the window.
Oh, you put your door unlocked, you'll come and you'll find them going through your shit. I mean, yeah. You don't have any respect for private property, no.
Mm-mm.
No, private property to a nigger means anything they can steal, get their hands on. If they can take it, it ain't yours.
Right.
That's well, yeah, true. I know. You hear that a lot. It's like, oh, well, that he left it out on the front lawn, so that means, like, it's public property. You know?
You own it.
Niggers. They don't get it. They can't. They're not civilized enough. They haven't developed enough to understand a lot of the things that we take for basic knowledge, like respect.
Yeah, if it ain't yours, don't touch it. Yeah. Leave it alone.
They don't understand property lines. They don't understand property at all or ownership. They don't understand kindness.
Well, they've missed out on like 30,000 years of selective breeding, so I guess it's no surprise.
Well, yeah.
Living in the motherland where I guess you got big old giant bananas growing off trees everywhere you can pick anytime you want. It's like ownership doesn't mean anything.
No. There's no ownership there at all. I mean, it's just chaos. There's no government. Niggers' natural habitat. They're just animals, pack animals that just go around and survive. That's it.
Yeah, that's well. The evidence is overwhelming. I mean, and they can't adapt to civilization. It's a fucking travesty that we're expected to fucking integrate with them. There's no way it's gonna fucking work. It's obviously not working. You know?
No, it's not. No, it's not working.
Not at all.
Because the only way it's going to get any kind of stability is for the humans to lower themselves to nigger standards, which we've seen with, like, scummy white trash that interbreed.
Well, look at the schools, the education. Oh, I mean.
Yeah, shit, you can't be.
Our test scores have gone down.
Yeah, because we lower our expectations so that the niggers won't feel left out. But, I mean, look what that does to us humans. It lowers our standards for our own behavior. And look.
Well, look at this. Program. It peaked in, like, what was it, 69, landed on the moon. What have we done since? Nothing except for goddamn support niggers. I mean, you know?
I would rather send a human to the moon again than support all the niggers.
We could be missing Andromeda by this time. It's ridiculous.
I know.
Go explore the seventh dimension or some shit. I mean, shit.
We need to use that technology to just, like, open up a portal to push all the niggers through and send them to another dimension.
We could start a colonization project. We'll send the niggers off to some fucking distant planet, you know?
Yeah.
That's the problem to solve.
Or maybe we can find our own better planet and just say, fuck this place, and just get out of here and leave the niggers behind.
There you go, niggers. You ruined it. You can have it.
Yeah, really. We'll start a new colony somewhere else. That might be what it comes down to. Who knows? In the future, you know, some white scientist might just be like, fuck this. Let's get out of here. And we'll have our own planet.
Some fucking libtard to be like, diversity, diversity. We need to take some niggers with us.
Exactly. I mean, like, all you got, you can't go with the all white crew. No way. You got to take Tyrone and Jamal and Shakisha.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio. You're listening to the truth.
Now, graduation from the Vinta Town.
Let's see what we got. Hey, coal burner set on fire by a pet buck.
Oh my gosh. Didn't see that coming.
I guess she's burning twice.
Even her coals are still burning. All right, let's do it.
This comes to us from Niggers Ruin Everything.
All right.
She broke up with a nig, so it set her on fire and left her to die. You reap what you sow. She got her just desserts.
You think he was going to eat her?
You're cooking her, yeah.
Was it a barbecue thing?
I don't think he deep fried her, though. From Greenville, South Carolina. Darnell's sister, Darnell, Gina Holmes said, if I had to use three words to describe her, it would be strong, amazing, miracle.
I thought it would be like succulent, juicy, and well done.
She had a nice, juicy crust on it.
Yeah.
I hope one day I can be as strong as she is. Well, I hope one day your ass is burnt like she is. Darnell said, I think that's what keeps me going. I know. What? Hold on. I got to read this again. I think that's what keeps me going. I know have my sister here. My family in Arizona loves me. I'm not going to disappoint them by giving up. They don't know me that way. I'm not going to disappoint them by giving up. I'm going to be strong. That's what I'm going to do. Okay.
All right. That's good to know. But all right. So
right.
What happened?
Greenville County deputies say a man broke into Mary Darnell's home on December 3rd, set her on fire, and left her to die. Yeah, she's a big old fat nasty coal burner.
Hey. She must have been burning really hot by that grease.
Darnell had been introduced to Watts by a preacher. In April 2010, Darnell hired Watts to do handiwork at her home. Holmes said Darnell and Watts hit it off and began dating, but her sister ended things about a month later when things allegedly turned violent. There you go.
Alleged.
Oh, you're going to get your ass beat within a month.
Oh, man.
Then you're going to get set on fire.
Yeah.
How stupid are these fucking coal burners? It's like, okay, I'm a guy. Men have higher sex drives. Well, you know, a lot of times pretty much like screw anything is available. But I won't go near nigger chicks because I don't want to. There's no fucking way. For one thing, it's disgusting. For another thing, it's like with the nigger chick comes your fucking goddamn all her cousins and shit like that. You don't want to get involved with that fucking mess. There's no,
It just like a nigger in your neighborhood. You may have one nigger in your neighborhood that keeps you together, and he's a cool dude. You know, he's just lawn mowed, and he doesn't make a lot of noise. But that fucker's got relatives.
Right. Or friends, right, you know.
Yeah, and his friends come in, and all your shit disappears. His relatives come in, and shit gets spray-painted. White chicks get raped.
Right.
Fucking nigger is no good.
It's like Lamont from Sanford and Son seemed like a pretty, you know, on the level guy, but he had that sleazy friend. I forget who it was. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, not Grady. That was Fred's friend.
I forget. He had his screwy, like, friend that was in jail and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I remember him.
Some weird nigger name. I can't remember. I don't know.
But the guy, the actor that played Lamont, he had some fucked up drug story, and he got all fucked up, and then he became the black minister. He became a preacher.
Isn't he dead now?
I hope so.
Anybody can...
I thought he died.
Well, let's find out.
I'm surprised JJ from Good Times is still alive. Shit. I mean, he's like 500. He's like a lot heavier now, but he's still alive.
I think we just DJ just prank called JJ from Good Times.
Oh, really?
What?
That fat city boo nigger.
Oh, I don't think he's that.
Oh,
fat.
No.
Let's see. JJ was the skinny one.
Yeah, JJ was the skinny one. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was the crackhead. He was a crackhead back before they had crack.
He might have invented it. We don't know. Demond Wilson is his name. Let's see. He's still alive. He's 65 years old.
That's old for a nigger.
Yeah, it is.
That show was on in the early 70s, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was in his 30s, I guess. Okay, that makes sense. Right.
He wrote a book called Second Banana. That's funny.
I wonder if his like publisher suggested the title to him or something like that.
No, he probably came up with that one on his own.
It's probably a cookbook. Well, he's still alive, unfortunately.
There's just too many fucking niggers alive.
I know, that's the problem. There's too many niggers alive. You're right. That's a shame.
It's a tragedy of monumental proportions, but...
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Was there anything left on that news story?
The news story kind of relates to the video, so you have to kind of watch the video. Story, because they don't name the nigger. They just keep referring to him as Watts, but they never really say it in the story.
His last name is Happening.
No, his last name is Zup.
Yeah.
What's up?
That's a great troll name.
What's up?
What's up? Hey, so what'd you think about being on Chip Out Radio? Would you do it again?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, all right. All right, thanks a lot to Gorilla Poacher for joining us tonight on this episode of Chimp Out Radio. If you are thinking about joining chimpout.com, there's a couple things to keep in mind are be patient with our registration process because all new members are manually approved. We do that to keep spammers and trolls out. Sometimes the confirmation email will be found in your spam filter. So be sure to check that before PMing an administrator regarding the status of your pending approval. Don't forget to log in 2 weeks when our special guest will be somebody surprise. All right, Chimpers, keep your eyes peeled for the Birdman show. Birdman's going to be doing his own thing. It's sort of like Birdman's Rants, only it's going to be more of a comedy and news show, similar to Chimp Out Radio, so definitely be on the lookout for that. Also, don't forget to listen to Chimp Out Radio Britain with your host, UK Darky Destroyer. That's it for us this week. Thanks for listening, Chimpers. You should always be proud of yourselves, and don't take any shit from any fucking niggers. The tiger, tiger.